What up, Rock? Welcome to another episode of the Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am Brand Janu. Like always, on all podcast platforms everywhere, it's Brand Janu Show. Social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook. Brand Janu Shows. And of course, YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show, where you catch this visual and all visual episodes of this podcast. Oh, man. Hope you guys enjoy this episode tonight, because tonight it is deep dive. Oh, man. Deep dive. So, tonight, I want to talk about this on deep dive. There's this topic, this conversation, this overwhelming disagreement that is going on right now in professional sports, particularly basketball. You already know where I'm going with this deep dive if you know what I'm talking about. Caitlin Clark. Her name right now is in the American lexicon repeatedly because of what pretty much what the sports world wants her to be. They have made Caitlin Clark famous. They've made her famous. And like everything in life, when somebody becomes famous, you think they should get perks for being famous. I'm not saying that her talent isn't one of the reasons why she is famous. Her skill level isn't why she's famous. Because she's good. I think everybody that's ever had a conversation about this girl, this young lady, has said, no, she's good. She can play. It's not like we're not saying she can't play. She's good. Where the fall off is really hitting is what's been going on recently. So, over the past weekend, Team USA's women's basketball team was announced. And on Team USA basketball team, there are amazing 12 amazing women that made the team some of the best women basketball players in the league today. And that's not what people want to talk about, even at the press conference today. That's not what people wanted to talk about. People wanted to talk about why Caitlin Clark didn't make the team. And I just talked about this literally on I Believe Sports. And I feel like there's two conversations that should be happening right now when it comes to Caitlin Clark. One conversation is the player. The player herself is one conversation. The other conversation is her stardom, is her fame, is her success, her marketing ability. None of this was more proven than yesterday on First Take. You have two men, Shannon Sharpe and Stephen A. Smith, that are literally crying about how no matter what, Caitlin Clark should be on a team because of her marketing ability, not because she deserves to be on the team, because of her play, her skill level, her talent, or just her sheer will to win. Nope. It's because of her marketing and her popularity, and she puts eyeballs and asses in seats. And when you hear that, you get upset. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You get upset. But then I had to think about it more and more. I had to think about it. And I was like, they're in the marketing business. They're in the asses and seats business. They're in the you gotta be this way business. And it took me a minute. It took me a minute to be like, yo, they're in that business. They get on First Take. That's why Stephen A. on his podcast or wherever, he's like, I did this. I put this person on First Take. I did this. I went to this person and said, let's get on. Because he's in the marketing business. He's in the popularity business. He's in the asses and seats business. He's in the ratings business. Because that's what the fuck TV is. They only care about the names that are to be talked about. How many times have the Cowboys sucked or the Lakers sucked? But yet, the Lakers of season has been over since the beginning of what, May? The Lakers season have been over since the beginning. Shit, I can't even say May. The season's been over since like April. Yo, the season their season has been over since April. What is the everyday topic on First Take if you watch sports shows? Who's the Lakers' new head coach? How does this impact LeBron James? What does that mean for the Lakers? Their Laker, the head coach that Dan Hurley from the UConn Huskies turned him down. What does that really mean for the Lakers? Yo, the season's been over. Like, we're literally watching two teams play for the goddamn championship right now. And the first thing that comes out your mouth, this leading story, is the fucking Lakers. Because of popularity. Because they're famous. That team name is famous. Same thing with Caitlin Clark. She's famous. She's popularity. She's numbers. She's stats. But not the stats and the numbers that matter on the basketball court. If you watched last night, that was a perfect example of why she shouldn't be on the team. There was moments in that game last night against the Connecticut Sun. She didn't show no fucking effort. Once the game got away, she didn't give a fuck. She didn't care. I know the fans in Connecticut was chanting, put Caitlin Clark back in the game. Why? So y'all could be on social media 20 minutes later screaming about how they hit her and how the game is over and why she's on the basketball court? It's like, there's two different conversations going on. And people are trying to make one bigger than the other when the other is actually supposed to be the one you focus the most on, but not this. Caitlin Clark is famous. Great. But reality is, she's not good. She's not good. She's not good in the nonsense. She's not good. And the fact that y'all are rushing this girl to go to Olympic play is ridiculous. Which I was thinking of this today. Me and my brother Juan talked about this on our show, Jack's Wild Sports Show. And we were talking about this. And I was thinking about this today, and I'm like, Team USA that put this team together, the women that put this team together, they have every right to not have her on the team. One, she hasn't earned it because she never won in college. She never won a national championship in college. So what's the point of having her on the team if she never won a title in college? For people that's continuously sitting there and saying Candace Parker and Breonna Stewart and Deanna Taurasi and all them were on teams, on the Team USA team when they were rookies, completely negate the fact that these women also won in college. They were national champions. Breonna Stewart won four consecutive national championships. You can't have a conversation like that. That's a terrible conversation because you're going to lose that conversation for people that actually watch this sport. These women also thinking in the senses of like, yes, okay, let's say we put Caitlin Clark on the team. And she goes and she does exactly what y'all keep screaming. She goes and markets the lead. 5 minutes into the first tip-off of the U.S. women's basketball game, what the fuck you think they're gonna really be talking about? Why Caitlin Clark ain't in the game? Why Caitlin Clark ain't playing? She would do better than the girls you got on the court. To save yourself a burden and to save yourself a fucking headache, let's just not have her there. Okay? Let's just not have her there. Because that's exactly what the fuck the rhetoric is gonna be on social media. They're jealous of her. They don't want to put her in the game. She'll do. It's like, reality is, she's not better than any of these women right now. She's played Connecticut Sun 3 times already. She has looked exactly how she's supposed to look. Like a rookie. A rookie that don't know who the fuck she is yet in the league. I don't think this is a good idea. I think this is a terrible precedent to set. And another thing that I hate, excuse me, about this conversation is that now that y'all continuously sit there and scream, hey, we're talking about the WNBA, we're talking about it, we're talking about it. The biggest problem is that you are continuously putting out here acting like you need Caitlin Clark to automatically be the star instead of y'all talking about Aja Wilson, who's having an incredible start to her season. The duo in New York, Sabrina Ionescu and Breonna Stewart, the amazing start by the Connecticut Sun at 10-1 right now. The Minnesota Lynx and the Seattle Storm with Jrue Lloyd, who just literally what hit 4,000 career points, 5,000 career points, literally a couple days ago. We don't even talk about them. We don't even talk about the other amazing rookies outside of just Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Rika Jackson, who's on a Sparks with Cameron Brake, who's also on a Sparks, who's having amazing seasons. Aaliyah Edwards, who just is doing an amazing job. If she wasn't on Washington, she would get more talked about because Washington just suck right now. Allison Pill, who's on Dallas, who's, wait, is she on Dallas or Minnesota? I think she's on Dallas. And how she's doing. There's a time and a place for this team, but for this conversation. And this conversation is terrible to have because you got too many people that move off of money and not actual skill set and talent. Not saying Caitlin Clark is not good. She's just not the 12th best player in the world right now. She ain't even the best player on a team right now. Like, it's a bad situation. To me personally, I feel like the media needs to stop talking about the WNBA until you actually have proper understanding, knowledge, and you're gonna actually respect these women that have actually played in the goddamn WNBA or at least played college basketball or played overseas until you give them their proper respect and let them actually tell you how absolutely stupid you sound. I think this conversation is mute because you motherfuckers are talking about marketing They actually talk about reality, skill, and talent. And nobody wins when you continuously keep overflowing, you keep talking over each other, you keep trying to give a proper conversation. And then you have motherfuckers sit there and tell you, but look at the fans, and look at the money, and look at the revenue. And what are we talking about? Why are we having this conversation? What's the point? Hope you guys enjoyed this. It's been Deep Dive. Peace.